Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one is Magdalene, age 40, and a single mother of five, and she wants a man to pay all her bills, to be taller than 6 feet tall and not be of African descent. But don't worry, guys, she's celibate looking for a long-term relationship. This woman is like the average homeless guy begging for money and asking someone on the street to give him $1 million. The delusion out there is real. You know, there are probably simps out there that say they can fix this. Up next, we have Maddie saying that misogyny ends both women and girls, but misandry or the hatred of men just hurts our feelings. Is there any proof of that? I'll be waiting a long time for the answer, because there isn't one. Who usually ends up homeless or ends themselves after a divorce? Men also operate in the actual world while women operate in a psychological one, where they're always the victims. Women can't biologically accept that anyone other than themselves is that victim. Number three, I ask, would you? The answer is definitely no. Tattoos are definitely a red flag, and ones that are as big as this are the equivalent of an American flag outside your nearest Walmart. I can't show you the whole tattoo, but if you insert your schwing-schwing, you're putting it into the mouth of a dragon. Literally. This adds new meaning to the term man-eater. It also kind of reminds me of the Venom symbiote. So maybe she's looking for a wealthy comic fan or something. Moving on, we have Anna Beth, and she's a single mother too, of a mixed-race baby, and the father is incarcerated, but continues to be part of her life. And people wonder why younger people have stopped using Bumble and Tinder for dating these days. She's also a vegan, and you have to be as well, unless of course you're feasting on her flesh folds. Not to mention you have to be a liberal. Does she ever brush her teeth though? Do those look like herbivore teeth? She's also a consultant that makes bad life choices. The jokes just write themselves. Number five, we have Trailer Park Swift. Soon making things like this will be considered illegal in Canada. Even the White House has been getting mad with fakes like this. Why is it that every second comment under this thing says that men can't get pregnant? Do you guys know something that I don't? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But remember, if you get together with her, all you'll be eating is trailer tots. Up next is Uma, and her baby is called Miracle, because she made two abortion attempts and she still made it. Now she's stuck with her. That poor kid is probably still doomed. Her mother will keep telling her entire life how she tried ending her. I think that Miracle was born as the chosen one to fix that horrendous haircut. I thought this was a real story, but luckily it belongs to a satire account. Thank God. Number seven, we have a woman that went viral after she said she wasn't going to feed her stepdaughter because it's not her responsibility. And here she is eating in front of her baby daddy child, saying that the kid is hungry and probably upset too. Women once again proving that they're the more nurturing sex. The least she can do for this kid is get her a Cookie Monster shirt that says, "Me so hungry." Moving on with that confrontation going on in Israel, you'd think that the greatest threat there would be the Palestinians. But apparently McDonald's is probably doing more to end them. If the Palestinians knew this, then they should have just fired French fries and fudge sundaes and won over the enemy using their own appetites against them. All it takes to end war is lunch instead of launching ordnance. Then again, maybe McDonald's is being anti-Semitic. Number 9, in case you missed it, the former CEO of YouTube, Susan, her son was found unresponsive and demonetized from his meat suit. If she had paid less attention to so-called hate speech and policing people's freedom of speech, then that effort might have gone into her son and this probably wouldn't have happened. Poor guy was banned in real life from our planetary platform. Hopefully it wasn't climate change or the Koof cure. Up next, we have an African-American pickup artist guru going to Albania to pick up hot Eastern European girls. But all they did was call him the N-word and wanted him to leave the country. You need to remember that Eastern European women are not as loose in the caboose as the Western ones, as they prefer using traditionalism to snag a successful local man instead. They don't give up their meat curtain buffet unless you can pay. Pay by marrying them, that is. Number 11, we have 21-year-old Erica. And here's yet another woman that's dating while pregnant. She, too, is looking for a serious relationship now, and wants to move in right away. Looks like she's having a girl because she looks like she's 30, and having a girl usually sucks the beauty out of mothers-to-be. She looks exactly like what I'm looking for. I'm ordering a U-Haul as we speak. Looks like she's trying to avoid suffering the consequences of being that single mother. Moving on, we have yet another film that AI will generate one day called Cuck. If Disney were to make a film like this today, it would do better than anything they've made for decades. I just don't think that the background looks enough like Tupac, but I think that they got Jada right if they make her 20 years younger. They're both bald and made for each other. Jada told Will that an open marriage would make them both happier. Why does he look so sad? Knowing Disney, they would put a white man in as a cuck. Number 13, if you're in your 30s dating women in their 20s, then now you know what types of women are trying to shame you away from your decision. Yet at the same time, they don't seem to complain when adult female teachers sleep with their students and claim that the boys wanted it. But a 20-year-old woman is considered an immature adult. Only women without options attack this lifestyle choice that men make. Up next, we have Leonardo DiCaprio with his mom and dad in 1976. His mother looks exactly like him. His parents look like hippies. This is from creepy.org. I wonder if it's creepy because she didn't shave her armpit hair, perhaps. Or is it because he doesn't look anything like his father, and the father doesn't have blonde hair? Makes you think. Makes me wonder who his real father is. Number 15, the smartest parenting advice I've heard in a long time is from Bruce Lee, saying that instead of buying your kids all the things you never had, you should teach them all the things that you were never taught. Material wealth wears out, but knowledge remains. There's an epidemic of spoiling kids out there. I think that instead inspiring your kids to outdo you is the better way to go. Unfortunately, with so many single mother households, that's harder to do these days. Moving on, we have HB, and she tells other women to tell their men it's okay to vent their frustration, so those women can use that man's weakness and vulnerability against him during their next arguments, confirming what myself and many men have been saying for the longest time. Never cry in front of a woman. Never show emotion. Not even tears of joy. They will use whatever they can against you in the future. They want to weaken men because they want to try and exploit us. Number 17, look at how things have changed in 109 years. Women used to fight for something as noble as getting the vote. Now they're fighting the current generation of men while we're in the wombs, and putting us in unborn tombs. I'll have zero sympathy for them when lover bots and artificial wombs replace them. By the looks of this, they have zero sympathy for us. This woman aborted a boy because she wanted a girl. Today they are rightist in the unborn male. In Canada, some places have restricted medically assisted gender reveals because of stuff like this. Up next, the UK Telegraph is trying to normalize trans women's milk, which they say is as good as breast milk. Maybe they're trying to normalize it so that straight men are pressured into taking hormones to try and grow chesticles to feed the young, because modern women won't. I think South Park did an episode like this, with men being milked and forced to write jokes. Maybe they revealed the wrong milk source in that, and this will catch on instead. Trust the chesticle science, bro. Number 19, imagine you're with a woman and she asks what you think of her new bathing suit. You try your hardest not to laugh and blurt out Andre the Giant. This woman looks too young to even know who that is. Then again, maybe she's one of his granddaughters that he never knew about, and she's wearing it in honor of him. Moving on, the army veteran on the left was driven to end himself by his girlfriend, the mother of his child, after she sent videos of her with another dude doing the Humpty Dance. Wouldn't the smarter choice have been to forward that video to her family, as well as your local divorce court judge? She's probably only going to get 6 months in jail for doing that. Probably nothing at all. Number 21, we have yet another couple of examples of how women's issues, which are less serious than men's, are always getting more attention. The fact that most people ending themselves are men is less important than some imaginary wage gap. Men's prostate cancer research doesn't get anywhere near as much research money as women's cancer. But to be fair, the death rate for breast cancer is much higher than the prostate one. But still, is it fair? Up next, Scary Barry says it's difficult to pay child support to a man that calls her the N-word. She's pissed off that she married a man that wasn't as wealthy as she was, and is now forced to pay him. She probably thought her status would keep him with her forever. Looks like he's setting a great example for his kid. She's lying through her teeth, and that kid will figure that out one day and storm out of her life like an X-Man. Number 23, we have a guy, and his woman is leaving him because he doesn't understand her how she wants. The man she's flying to be with doesn't exist, and was created by this based bro on a fake Tinder profile, 2,000 miles away. It's an older meme, but it still kind of checks out. This man needs to sit on the non-existent Wakanda throne for this. Moving on, speaking of older memes, here's one more with this guy showing off a gift he got from his wife's boyfriend after he got her pregnant. The soy boy looks stunning and brave. Men used to conquer villages, and now look what they're up to these days. But seriously, I hope this isn't real. Number 25 and the last one, apparently this Sesame Street Muppet will become the first to experience homelessness. Meanwhile, Oscar the Grouch has been living in a trash can for 49 years. It's like things only count the first time that women do them. Some women will argue that the trash can is literally his home, but women won't recognize a problem until it ends up inconveniencing them. Then it's always a problem caused by men and not their own irresponsibility. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so the new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and subscribe star links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.